broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
You know, this is year 10, and it, traditions continue. 8-18, we're getting
on. Yeah, it's usually 8-16. We jibber jabber.
I mean, we'd think maybe we'd get the year started right, getting us on at 8 o'clock.
Get her done at 8.
Our fans want to hear us at 8.
Yeah. And they fall asleep.
Yeah, we got a lot of old fans.
It's old. We're done.
We got a lot of old fans. We also have, now listen to this, V.
Yep.
10 years ago, we'd sit here.
Yep.
And Neil, his ugly mug here, and this other little kid sitting here in the corner who was just, awesome. He just smiled.
That little kid that was 6'4"?
Yeah, kind of. And as time,
moves on, baby.
Time rolls on. He's back.
He's back.
And it is our pleasure to welcome Wes Winning in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Coach, you got a little different role here.
Yeah.
You'd be back here running the boards. This time you're going to talk a little bit about Indian football.
Indian football.
I'll do that. It's great to be back. I appreciate you guys for calling me up.
We're loving having you.
Yeah. Absolutely. We, if we look back on the last 10 years, I've texted you a few times saying, get your application in here. Let's go, buddy.
Get you back here.
I ain't ready yet. Not yet. Finally, let's just talk about West Ashland University.
Mm-hmm.
And let's tell us about what life has been the last 10 years.
Well, yeah. So, leaving here after senior year of high school, went on to Ashland University, which was a really challenging experience, a great experience. Had the opportunity to play college ball at a high Division II level. And there were a lot of lessons learned, like a lot of opportunities. And I think that's where my role on those teams kind of made me value, everybody's role that might be on a team now, because I get what it's like to play multiple roles, wear multiple hats, have to be the special teams guy, or, have to be the senior leader that, maybe you got to coach up young guys and bring them along. And then sometimes those young guys take your spot and then you just got to eat that humble pie and just continue to work. So I kind of been there all the way along, and, there were highs and lows in that experience, but would I change anything for the world? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Because it was a tremendous experience. Learned a lot. Still stay in touch with those coaches. Our offensive line coach at the time, Doug Geiser, who is now the head coach at Ashland University, right when I got this job, boom, text me like that.
Right away.
Which was just neat, for him to reach out, for him to touch base, and we stayed in touch over the years. So just a tremendous experience at Ashland, we traveled up to Akron, got married, traveled up to Akron with Kendra, which led to another great experience up there. Landing at Archbishop Hoban High School. So,
you graduate with a degree in
as a K-12 intervention specialist,
okay. And then you get hired at Hoban High School or Hoban?
Yeah. So there was actually we got married the summer after we graduated. Kendra kind of threw her name in around at some different grad schools, which, she ultimately landed at Akron, and that was the program she wanted to go to. So we were packing our bags and we were moving to Akron. Didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
It was COVID, so we couldn't check out any places, so just went by a buddy's word, got into an apartment complex up there. And just started life, didn't start at Hoban right away. Went to, got hired at a charter school because I was just throwing my name in. I needed a job.
Pay the bills.
So did 1 year there, which is when this crazy opportunity opened up at Hoban, where they just so happened to have an opening in my area. And even before that, I reached out to the head coach like, hey, man, can I just be a part of it? Like, this is an awesome program. Like, I've been reading up on everything. You guys are top notch in Ohio. Can I just get you guys coffee and just sit in on meeting? Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So he said yes to that first. And then a position opened, but they got me a job. And that was kind of my in.
When you get hired at this school and you're, was football your love?
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. That you wanted to be a head football coach.
Yeah, I think so. And head football coach wasn't exactly on the radar. I just know I wanted to get back in the locker room.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just being 1 year away, so I took one fall off, you know, in between college and then getting into the coaching gig, I guess. And I knew that was all it took, and I just wanted to be around guys. I wanted to be around programs, you know, that wanted to do anything and everything to win, and, you know, that's kind of what led me to that spot.
Yeah.
So when you went to Akron, which is a high school,
uh-huh.
I mean, did you see some studs up there? I assume.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming there's some kids up there, you're like, wow.
Oh, I know. It is pretty crazy, you know, this past year, you know, so I spent 3 years there as an intervention specialist, teaching in high school. And this past year, I was an assistant principal, which was a very cool role. It opened my eyes up to a lot, you know, dealing with a lot of different stuff. But, you know, I mean, on a given, it'd be a random Wednesday, you know, in January, February, when those coaches can visit. And, you know, Lincoln Riley would be dropping in his private jet, you know, and he's just there to see one kid. Like, just flew across country to see one kid, you know. Dan Lanning stopping by, Sharon Moore popping up, you know. So, and those guys are just walking the hallways. And, you know, to me, like, you kind of have to act like it's normal.
Yeah.
But inside, you're like, dude, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I knew deep down I had to fight through it. Like, I can't be the guy to ask for a picture. Absolutely. You know, I just got to shake your hand, act tough, you know, act like I've been there. But, that was just a different experience. Yeah, it was cool.
So let's go back. You've been married how long?
5 years.
5 years? How many Rugrats?
Two.
Two. Two. And their names?
Palmer is 3.
Yeah.
And Bronson is a year and a half now.
Yeah. So you're at Hoban.
Uh-huh.
Your wife's got a job up there.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that, just like everybody in this room, there is a love for coaching in camp.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing but respect. And I'm sure that you guys have, I mean, you and Coach, I'm sure you guys probably have talked.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you look back and then all of a sudden this job opens up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that you're pretty big on your faith.
Mm-hmm.
So do you look at it like, let's think, let's pray, see what the good Lord says? Because you had a good gig there. You're a principal.
Uh-huh.
With life, pretty good road.
Yeah.
Did you guys want to come home? What brought you back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think like anything, it's been divine providence through and through.
Yeah.
You know, like literally the way things happened in Akron, and I could go on for an hour about, gosh, a testimony on how awesome this whole experience has been, and how everything, it's just, it's not just a weird coincidence on how it, you know, it fell into. I actually remember, so the winter before we got married, we knew Akron was probably going to be the spot. So I'm sitting on a bucket at Cooper's, you know, like we're, you know, at maintenance, sure, counting parts, working a summer job, whatever. And I remember, you know, plugging into, like, let me just see what's going on at Hoban. Like, I know that's the biggest place in Akron. Like, why don't I just, you know, and I'm watching these COVID videos of Coach Terrell, you know, who I coached under. I'm watching him, you know, give all these updates to the team, talk about their lifting, and I was just like sitting there, you know. And I remember at Cooper's, before we even touch base in Akron, so we're a year and a half removed from this Hoban, I was like, man, that'd be so sweet.
It'd be pretty.
That'd be so sweet to coach at that school, to coach, you know, just to get a different feel. I mean, nothing's like Mac Country, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But just a little taste of something different, you know, while I'm up there. I mean, I can't just waste my time twiddling my thumbs.
Absolutely.
You know? So, I mean, so the way that, you know, looking back on that now, it's like divine providence. Like, God had his hands all over that situation. Yeah. Similar situation here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when the stars aligned and, you know, the job opens up and the house becomes a possibility, you know, like it's just, I don't know, you can't explain it. It's bumpy. Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
You know, we've all had experiences where we're like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's only one reason in that, you know?
Right.
And if you don't believe that, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to have Coach Wending here. We're going to talk more about this Indian team, and we're going to reminisce some more, and it's going to be a great interview. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at WayneIGA.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WFRC-FM. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will travel down to National Trail and we'll have the varsity match on Fort Recovery Radio. On Friday, our Indians football team kicks off their season under new head coach Wes Winning as they host Ponett's Career Technology Center. You can listen live on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WFRC-FM at 107.3. Our Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. Volleyball and football both begin their seasons this week, so get on the Indians bandwagon early and get to all the games you can. But if you just can't get to all the games, you can always listen live right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on 107.3 FM, The Tribe, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk from good friend Mr. Fee.
Bobby?
You just got back on a little vacation?
Yeah, we went down Lake Cumberland.
How was the Cumberland? Good?
Cumberland was fun.
Fun.
Yep, out on a boat for about 7 hours, 8 hours.
Yeah.
Just cooked out there and drank a few beverages.
How long a drive is Cumberland?
5 hours.
Not bad.
Four and a half, not bad at all.
As long as the traffic is decent on 75 and they're not doing construction, it's easy.
Yeah.
If you go at the wrong time of day, it can be 10 hours.
Which is very seldom. It's always terrible.
Yeah.
Going through Dayton is...
Once you get through Dayton, we left early. We left at 5 in the morning.
And you zip right through.
And you got through Cincinnati okay?
Yeah, you got through pretty good.
Yep.
Yep, perfect.
Well, we're back here with Coach Wenning, and we're talking about his days at Akron, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the return. So you take over for Coach Niekamp. And the first thing that you know, and the first thing that everybody knows, we have a numbers problem.
Mm-hmm.
We really did. So go through your steps as what your mentality was to maybe get more kids involved.
Yeah, I mean, that was step number one, you know. So after going through the process, getting the job, it's like, man, you look around and you're like, at the end of the day, you win with people. You win with people. And that's coaching staff, that's players. You know, so between hiring a staff and getting anybody and everybody involved that, you know, would be a great fit, that wants to serve this community, I mean, that was one. And then it was getting in the schools. So one of the first things was just reaching out to Amy Potcutter, our AD, Ryan Steinbrenner, high school principal, and what can we do to get every single possible boy, into this community room and just give me 15 minutes. You know, let's get 15 minutes. And we had some coaches there. I know, Tanner was there. Smoke was there at the time. Tanner Cook, Smoke Link, that is. And they were there, you know, basically to stand side by side with me and just, you know, hey, what can we get to? How I did this. So I brought up a picture of our state team from 5 years ago. And I said, and it was our seniors, but it was intended, you know, the group below us too. And I'm like, fellas, I'm like, look at this picture right here. So what's different about the dudes in this picture that we don't already have in this room? You know? And I was like, yeah, I'm just being very honest. I mean, there's no D1 kids up there. There's nothing special, nothing flashy. I mean, it was just a couple groups, a couple grades, three or four grades that connected and just came together, bought in. Fulfilled their roles, you know, and didn't quit on them, you know, and something really special was able to come out of that, you know, and that's what I expressed to them is, you know, I don't think Fort Recovery is ever going to be good enough to be able to just have their best basketball players just play basketball and their best baseball players to just play baseball and to be very successful in all these individual things being one sport athletes, you know. But if we all come together and if you can, whatever your role is, what you might be the first team All-MAC basketball player, but hey, you could be a great three-year JV receiver and then your senior year be a very productive role player for our football team. And that's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
You know?
And we had a lot of that year we won the state tournament. I think there's, mm-hmm. what, two or three guys that were on the JV as juniors.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just came out and blew the doors off of people.
Right. And that's what, you know, I went through person by person on that picture. And I said, basically, gone through every individual, and I won't go through it now, but this guy had every opportunity to quit. You know, he's making money. You know, football is his only sport, but he's third year JV. He had an opportunity to quit, but he didn't, you know. And very easily, eight seniors on that team could have easily been three or four.
Yeah.
You know, for guys who maybe would have wanted to put workforce first or maybe would have wanted to play more basketball, you know, or, you know, to quit football and just play basketball, to quit this and just do this. I mean, there was a scenario in there for every single dude on that picture, you know, but for some reason, everybody stuck it out. You know, when everybody stuck it out, special things were able to happen in a multitude of sports, I would say, you know, because that was, you know, we had some very successful baseball years as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. So that's what we ran through, you know, and it was a lot of individual conversations. And that wasn't just me. That was coaching staff and what everybody's individual relationships were with players, with neighbors. There were a lot of porch conversations, a lot of calls with mom and dad, you know, about concerned parents. I mean, so it was the full court press to get as many people as possible all in on this.
When did you meet with the coaches and you could finally put a smile on your face and say, boys, there's something special happening here. Our numbers are, we have 20 more kids, or we have, like, the final numbers, what, high 40s?
Yeah. So we're sitting at high 40s now, I think 47. You know, after just losing a few, we were kind of low 50s throughout the summer, lost a few because they found out, they went out, you know, find out it wasn't for them, and, you know, even in those, you know,
that's
we kind of
all you can ask.
That's absolutely, what you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and even those, we had individual conversation, and I would never want a kid to be miserable. You know, I don't want you to come out for me and do everything for me if you're miserable and you hate this experience. But I really want to push to do everything possible to make sure we check every bounce there, you know, to make sure that they have a positive experience with this, that they push through hard things, that they can see the outlook on what they can provide for this program. You know, but really, I mean, it was from February to May. I just feel like it didn't stop. I mean, that was it, you know, and I was still up there. So it's not like I was meeting as a staff and like it was. I mean, I was finishing my days at Hoban, you know, and some of those office nights, like I'd be in there at 6 o'clock just talking on the phone, you know, and I think I drove my wife a little crazy, you know, because we were trying to set everything up. Yeah. But I think she saw it, you know, and we were able to just kind of up through May, you know, we just, again, and even throughout the summer, too, those conversations continued to happen until really we broke camp. So,
yeah. So camp breaks, 2 days are going on, and Could you, these kids, and I take my hat off Coach Niekamp, because they went through a lot last year. Mm-hmm. Last year was a hard year. I think it was a hard year on everybody. 25 kids getting the MAC being as strong as it was, and some really tough games. But they, the effort we had from the first game to the last game says something about
it.
Your
was
kids,
good, yeah, very good.
You know,
yeah.
and so you have a nucleus, a core of those kids coming back.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I look at the senior class in particular, and there's 11 out of that group. You know, so we got 15 total, which is an excellent group of you know, seniors to have at a school like ours. And 11 of those, you know, fought you know, from the very beginning till now. You know, they were there all every step of the way. You know, and I think, and I see it in those 11 individuals. You know, it goes with the hard times create tough men. Tough men create good times. You know, so I really see that in them, and they want to win bad. They want to win bad.
Good.
Yeah.
So you got to get a staff. You got SmokeLink on board, and then how do you go about getting your staff? Now you got a lot of connections, and you got a lot of football guys. Mm-hmm. So is the, like, who would be?
Whoops!
That was loud. What was that?
Like something fell off.
Oh, studio's falling apart.
Studio's falling apart.
A magnet gave up.
Yeah. So you want to get your staff lined up. So right. Talk about your staff. How'd that go about?
Yeah, so I don't think it happened in any particular order, but really anybody that I thought would have an inkling in wanting to be involved, you know, I gave the call.
Yeah.
I gave the call, you know, and gave the call, shot text around, you know.
I didn't get a call. Did you get one?
He did say the people he would want to have around.
Oh, that might be the issue.
No, but all those conversations happened really quick, and it was, you know, that first couple weeks, how many people want to be involved? It wasn't assigning roles. It wasn't you know, like, there wasn't a hierarchy there. It was, like, any dude involved, you know, that I thought would be a great fit for the program and what we're trying to achieve, and, you know, that would, you know, help see eye to eye with the vision that we're all trying to lay out here. You know, I was like, come on board. Come on board. We'll figure out the rest later. We'll figure out the money. Whatever. Yeah. We'll figure out all that crap later. And roles, and who's going to do what, and who's going to go to JV, who's going to do it, who's junior high. We're going to find out all that later. You know, so really it was reaching out to as many people as possible within that first week, first 2 weeks, get everybody on the board, and then you start piecing together the puzzle of what we got to work with. So,
yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing for you to do, too, because there's a lot of them guys that work.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get off of work to be help you. But right. I think some of the guys that I talked to Smoke, and he was jacked. And he said, you know, what's going on is fun. And he said, I hope it's going to help, and it's going to turn everything around. And it sounds all positive so far. I'm happy to hear that, right, Wes?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We haven't played our first game yet. So.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Talk to Block much?
Yeah. Did talk to Block, and, you know, now that Lake season's basically over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he's trying to get him out of there.
We finally got him. So he's coming to some practices, you know, and obviously value his input so much. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's been around the game so much. He's watched so many different teams. I mean, he's been in this game for a long time, and even, you know, it's perfect timing, too, with his son, you know, going out like he did, you know, winning a state championship in football. Yeah. And, you know, I think now, you know, he's just ready to be involved, helping out whatever capacity possible.
Yeah. So let's go through your staff. Tanner?
Yeah, so Tanner Cook's going to be helping out a lot and running a lot on the offensive side. Charlie Vasey, defensive coordinator, who's been just a tremendous addition to this, you know, Fort Recovery community and what he's providing to the school and providing to our sports, you know, track as well. You know, so he'll be controlling a lot of the defense. Speedy Shan can't get rid of that kid.
Oh, no.
Can't get rid of that guy.
No,
he's tremendous. Wide receivers and defensive backs. Will Holman helping out a lot with the safeties, running backs, now that he's back in town, so that was huge as well. Steve Judy, defensive line.
Been around a while.
He's been around, yeah.
He knows what's going on.
Absolutely. Smoke Link doing a lot of the offensive line and linebackers. Tyler Webker, helping out with the fullbacks, tight ends, and that defensive line. Mm-hmm. And I apologize if I'm missing anybody, but I think
that's some really good ones.
And then your junior high?
Junior high. Oh man, we got a motley crew down there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's led by Darian Sheffer, who's been doing a tremendous job, you know, organizing everything, and he's really taking that by the horns, you know. So, and then under him, you know, we got a kind of a bunch of young guys that are first year coaches or first year in there, but they got energy, yeah. and they wanted to help out bad. And again, a bunch of dudes that would do it for nothing, you know, and they're sacrificing a lot of time.
Absolutely.
Sacrificing a lot of time. So we got Darian Sheffer kind of running that show, and then Brian Ben is a part of that bunch. Gabe Kanapke, Reese Guckenbiller is helping out. Logan Holman, you know, and even Connor Kakaya and Troy Holman, you know, have helped out all summer. And those are guys that are, you know, they don't even know if they can help out in the fall because they got to start going to school.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, but again, I mean, just sacrificing so much time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all through liftings with the middle schoolers. And so it's been tremendous. And I think I covered everybody in that bunch. Bo Tin's another one as well. You know, so it was I wasn't hardly saying no to anybody.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single person I was going to say no to. I mean, it was
well,
all
if they're
on
interested,
yeah.
you want them there.
Right.
Even if all they're doing is on the sidelines being a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think they all have the same goal. They want this to turn around and get fun again. And,
right.
Yep. And hopefully the kids have fun. At junior high level, I mean, down there, that is the main thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Get a little fundamentals and absolutely have some fun.
Yeah, and the number one thing is just retention of numbers down there. You know,
what's your numbers look like, junior high?
So we're sitting around 40, I believe. 40 total kids. Yeah, in the junior high.
That's a lot, isn't it? Or am I wrong?
Man, it might be a lot. I don't know. I mean, I'd say
like
that's
20 a class. That's,
you know, I kind of envision coming in that 50 high school and then 20 apiece in the 7th and 8th grade. That'd be a good number to live, you know. So I think we might be a hair under 40, 39-ish. But, that's what those numbers are looking like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. And they open up tomorrow. They got Scrimmage for Sales.
Scrimmage for Sales, yeah. And they just had Jay County in town last Thursday.
How'd that go?
I think good for the most part.
Good.
You know, I mean, it's always a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge for us. You know, just center quarterback exchange, little things like that.
Yeah.
You know, timing. You know, so, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good energy down there.
So we go Friday night. We have, who we got coming in here? Dayton somebody.
Ponitz.
Dayton Ponitz, yes.
The Dayton
Career
Ponitz.
Technical Center something. Yeah.
And from talking to you, they have a new coach.
Yeah. So Earl White, you know, and I haven't been able to speak to him at all, but, you know, just reading his he's got a lengthy resume.
Yeah,
you know, first-year head coach. He's got a history of flipping Dayton programs. He's been in the Dayton public system for about 25-plus years. You know, so he's been to schools. He knows a lot of people, and he's got a good track record. At every place he starts at, he leaves it better than he found it. You know, so he's first year down there, so expecting some good things from him.
Yeah. So you have your, you got your position, the starting lineup all set? You ready to go? Or is it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, and I kind of learned this, you know, up in Akron at Hoban was, you know, there's constant critiques that just happen throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that up there, you know, our week one roster to our week five roster to our week seven to our week 11, like it really wasn't ever set until the playoffs. You know, because there's always, you know, an injury here, so we slide this guy over. This is a better matchup, so we move this here. Or maybe this guy, we're not putting him in the best position to succeed, so we're going to move him back, whatever that may look like. And I'm kind of expecting a lot of that to happen here.
Yeah.
You know, you want that continuity and you want things to mesh. But also, I mean, when you're coming in with 47 kids and, you know, the greater half of them haven't played, you know, in a few years, you know, again, there's a lot of trial and error in that. There's a lot of trial and error. And there's some of that at us as a coaching staff, and, you know, we're all figuring it out on the fly. So,
well, I got a nephew that you have, and I knew he was going to be a borderliner. And I thought, I don't know. And I talked to a couple of your coaches, and I said, keep him in here. So I keep him in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him here about 2 weeks ago, and he is absolutely loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love that you've done that for him. But He said, I may never leave the floor. I never leave the field. I'm fired up. You know what I'm thinking? That's a kid that didn't want to give it the effort, you know. Uh-huh. And now all of a sudden, you know, and he was telling me about how hard it was. And But, hey, hard work, that's how you get there. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
I mean, he was one that, you know, again, pulled in one-on-one conversation right away, and I thought I was really going to have to fight for this kid.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I think I'll play. Yeah. All right. All right. See you in a month, buddy.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You, school started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what it was like returning as a teacher into the hallways when you're looking around.
A little different, probably.
Are you in awe a little bit? Are you a little shell-shocked, or are you past that stage?
No.
Because I know I would be.
Yeah. I mean, especially walking through the hallways in middle school that I have, quite frankly, I haven't walked those hallways since middle school.
Yeah.
You know? So with how much has changed, you know, and then you got, you know, so many great young teachers, but also so many great experienced ones as well that I had, you know, as teachers in that building. And it's still, you know, I was telling, I know this is up at the high school, but I seen Mr. Brad Evers walk in. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to call you Brad.
Yeah,
that's just weird, man. That don't roll off the tongue.
Mystery. Yeah.
You know? So it's always going to be mystery. And there's so many cases like that, but also the dynamic of, you know, I'm used to high schoolers for the last 4 years. That's where my head is. And they're a little bit more, they're kind of more chill. You know, they're just trying to do it. Tell me what I got to do to get through the day, but you know, don't bother me. And now these middle schoolers, man, I mean, yesterday, first day, a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of energy. I got two classes after lunch, man, and they're going to work me a bit.
Yeah,
they're
gonna work me. Yeah, no trouble going to sleep last night.
No, absolutely not.
No, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's 9 o'clock. We want to get you out here at a good time. Welcome to Fort Recovery.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery. And like Neil, we've talked to every coach that comes up here. If there's anything that you need from, you know, me and Free, we got it. We're up here. But Neil, we're you know how we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're 100% Fort Recovery. So anytime you need something, and we'll give them heck tomorrow night or Friday night. It's going to be fun.
I appreciate it.
You getting nervous?
Not really.
Excited? Kind of that?
It's just kind of this
can't
constant.
Can't wait to see?
Yeah. I mean, it's just this constant, you know, I never feel like we're where we should be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's myself first.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, I'm not doing this good enough. I'm not coaching this good enough. I'm not coaching my coaches well. I'm not coaching my players well. But I also felt that way, you know, up in Akron. I mean, and my wife knows it too. And that was, you know, part of that experience was, you know, when you got a job, you had to do it well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and that was kind of the college feel to it of, I mean, you could just ask me not to come back. I mean, I've just seen it happen,
right.
You know, you get demoted to a position where you're kind of like in the doghouse, you know, you get put in your place. So, you know, that's still kind of with me, you know, and so we'll see what it brings. You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, we talk about, you know, with our team is just pride and quit. You know, so pride, when everything's going right, everybody's telling you how good you are, you know, like, are you gonna let that get to your head? You know, are you going to go with, I mean, that's mom and dad. That's what mom and dad and the community members are supposed to do, is tell you how good you are.
Yeah.
You know, but we know we could always do better. On the contrary, when Murphy's Law hits and whatever can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah.
And we have a massive injury and we start 0-5, you know, it's like, okay, so what are we going to do? You know, what's going to be the response of the guys in this room? Are we going to throw in a towel and say, we gave her a hell of a run. Yeah. We got the numbers up.
Right.
You know, or are we going to buckle in and say, hey, how can we find a way to battle and fight through these last 5 football games?
Let's win the rest of them.
You know, so, you know, that's what I'm constantly evaluating on this team, you know, is where we're at in measuring. And, you know, they're working their tails off. The coaching staff working their tails off. You know, players working their tails off. So excited to see where it goes. But, you know, we're just 1 week at a time.
We're going
to
find out Friday night.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Absolutely.
Good luck, buddy.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for stopping up.
Let's take a break. We're coming right back with the Hall of Famer, Hal McCoy. Going to talk Reds baseball.
Reds are still alive.
33 games to go. We're in there,
up, baby. Let's go.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners, and catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Wow! Are you ready to be a winner? It's almost time for the Win on Wall Bash, coming to Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, August 22nd and 23rd. Over $1.5 million in prizes are up for grabs, plus great music with Crush, the ultimate Bon Jovi tribute, and country star Craig Morgan headlining the stage. It's the party of the summer, and the best part, you could be a winner. Grab your tickets now at wowraffle.com.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WFRC-FM. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will travel down to National Trail and will have the varsity match on Fort Recovery Radio. On Friday, our Indians football team kicks off their season under new head coach Wes Winning as they host Ponet's Career Technology Center. You can listen live on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WFRC-FM at 107.3. Our Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. Volleyball and football both begin their seasons this week, so get on the Indians bandwagon early and get to all the games you can. But if you just can't get to all the games, you can always listen live right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on 107.3 FM, The Tribe, the home of the Indians.
How are you?
Hello.
Hal McCoy? Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Hal?
Well, how about now?
How about? Well,
let's try it again.
How about now, Hal?
Oh, he hung up. I'm trying him again here.
Whoops. Hello.
Jesus.
Hello?
Hi, Hal McCoy.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Hello? Can you hear us?
Okay. Send him a text and tell him to call my phone.
No, I'll call them.
We're hearing you.
Okay, we can hear you, Hal, but I don't know what's going on here. Let's try it this way.
Hal, you there?
Hello.
Yep, we're hearing you, but you're not hearing us, I guess.
Yeah, I'm hearing you now.
Okay, can you only hear me? Okay.
I don't know what was going on my phone before, but
I'm I'm not sure how we've done this before this way, and it's worked, but it's not working right now.
Here, Neil, just
hear me. I can hear you.
Okay, so hang on just a second. I'll get it to Bob, and he can take care of it here.
Okay.
Yep. How you doing today? Hal, you there? Hal, can you hear me? Oh, dang.
Nope.
He hung up. Damn it.
Well,
we're having some technical difficulties.
Yes, we are, and we've done
this
way before, yeah.
I'll call him.
Yep, that's probably going to work best.
Try one more time.
Yep, we'll get there. We do want to hear what he has to say about our...
Reds are hot.
Our Reds. Cincinnati is Reds hot.
Reds hot.
Hello.
How about now? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I heard you good.
All right, now we're back in action. Better. Had a little technical difficulties. Buddy. Hey, it happens, don't it?
Technology.
That's right.
That's exactly right. So I was at the Reds game Friday night. Took my grandsons down there. 8-1. Can't get any happier. And then damn Brewers come back on us again.
That was pretty ugly, wasn't it?
That was pretty ugly. And then we get beat like we did on Saturday. I'm thinking we're done.
Yep. And then they come back and turn things around. That's the way the whole season has been.
It sure has been.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And just playing some great baseball out in California or Anaheim. And now we got a big one tonight.
Yeah, they would hopefully they'll make her another win tonight. It would be very, very big, but you know, you never know with this team. Some nights they're playing outstanding baseball, and then sometimes they can't catch it or throw it.
like on Saturday. Right. Was you surprised at the release of Jake Fraley?
I was absolutely surprised. I still wonder what went on there. I have a feeling, just kind of reading between the lines of what Tito said, that Jake might have asked for it, because Tito said that they're giving him a chance to go to play where he thinks that he can play more. So I think Jake was unhappy with his playing time, so they DFA'd him, and Atlanta signed him today, so that was good. But I was very surprised, especially after he made that error and limped off the field, and then after the game, they announced that he's DFA. That looked really bad.
That looked bad. Didn't it?
I agree.
I'd say he probably wasn't real happy with Marte going out there either, going out to the outfield. Kind of taking up a lot of his playing time.
He probably can't hear you.
Oh, it could be.
So let's talk a little bit about Matt McClain while we got you on here. He's struggling a little bit. What are we going to do with him?
I think they need to send him down to Louisville to let him get his act together, because he's striking out almost every time he bats. And now, at first he wasn't taking it out to the field, but now he's making some bobbles and kicking the ball around a little bit. So I think it's playing on his mind and playing on his defense now. So you can't have that both ways. So, I love Matt McClain. I think he's going to be a heck of a player. Right now it's in his head, and I think he needs to get away and get things straightened out.
I'm like everybody, you know, I'm a little bit down on the front office, but man, that third baseman, what about that acquisition? He and Andujar.
And the pitcher they got too.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, everybody was turning their noses up, saying, "Well, we really didn't do anything." But I'm like you. I'm not happy with some of the things the front office has done over the past few years. But getting Key Brian Hayes was just, I knew he was a good third baseman, and I've seen some great third basemen in my 55 years of covering the Reds, and I've seen Scott Rolen and Mike Schmidt and Nolan Arenado. But this kid has made more plays in a short time than I've seen in my 55 years of covering baseball. Just, you hit the ball to him, you're out. You might as well not even run to first base.
Yeah, and
he is so good.
Yeah, and about the first game he played, he had an error. Remember, he had the most routine play, and he screwed it up. And since then, you can't get one by him.
Nope, you can't get one by him, and you can't even get one in front of him. I mean, he'll rush in and barehand it and throw you out. I've seen him do that about three times, too. It's just, he's just awesome.
So
and
now
he's provided a little bit of offense, too. He's hit a couple of home runs, and he was a great acquisition.
I did not know his dad was Charlie Hayes.
Oh, you did not know that?
No.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, the kid wanted to play shortstop when he was younger, and his father said, "Nope, I was a third baseman. You're going to be a third baseman. Let's go. We're going to hit some more ground balls."
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, thank you.
Did you, I know you took
for
a little...
85-year-old.
Yeah, you took a header, didn't you? Fall down?
Oh, that that was last year, yeah. When we went to Italy, and there was a gentleman in front of a restaurant laying on the ground working on some shrubbery, and he had his feet sticking out, and I tripped over it and cracked some ribs. So it was a very painful 14-hour flight home, I'll tell you that.
Did you sue the government of Italy?
No, I think I could have owned half of Rome. I think. Yeah.
So will you be up and watch the game tonight?
Absolutely. I've been up the last two nights watching them win those two games. I thought for sure they gave last night away, but they came back and won it. That's one thing. The team really has a lot of grit. They don't quit. They get behind, and they find a way to stay in the ball game. So, I'll be watching tonight and staying up until about 2 a.m. to write about it.
Is that a Terry Francona trait? The never give up, keep fighting.
I think over the years his teams have always been that way. I don't know how he gets them to do it, but everywhere he plays or everywhere he manages, the players love him. So they play hard for him, and he always says every focus is on today's game. It's not on yesterday's game or tomorrow's game. It's all about this game, and they bought into it.
Yeah. So let's say there's 33 games left, 35, something like that. Are you scoreboard watching yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see what the Mets do every day. Yeah, I sure do. They were on TV the other day, and I was watching them rooting against them that they won that game.
I'm going to tell you right now, I am not sold on the Cubs. I ain't. I think we can. Don't be surprised if they don't have about a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Cubs are very catchable right now. Although they've been taking care of Milwaukee now. They've beaten Milwaukee 3 straight. So,
did they win today?
Yeah, they did. No, they play tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they're playing tonight. So
yeah.
How about when you look at Nivelle Marte, most improved player on the team?
Oh, yes. What an athlete he is. I mean, he's a little bit sketchy out there in right field now and then, but he's an athlete, and he's going to learn the position. He's so quick, and I see by the starting lineups tonight, he's batting second tonight. So he's moved from 8th to 6th to 5th. Now he's got him in the second spot. I mean, he's got a 10-game hitting streak, and he's hit 3 home runs and 6 doubles. And he's locked in. And I thought this kid was going to be a good hitter, and just had to give him a little bit of time, and he's come around.
You know, we do that all the time. We give him a 6-month or a half a year, and then we send him down. But he's one of those guys where the Reds have stuck with him, and it's paying dividends right now.
Yes, it certainly is. And I think he's only going to get better.
Are you concerned about Ellie's lack of power?
Yes. I mean, he's got one home run in the last 45 games. When he hits a ball that seems to be on the ground all the time, even his base hits are ground balls to right field and ground balls to the shortstop hole. He's not even hitting any doubles. It's kind of concerning to me, and he's back to striking out a lot. But still, when he gets on base, like last night,
oh,
he scored
God.
From first base twice on balls that were hit in front of outfield. I mean, that's just unbelievable, you know. I don't like him at shortstop. I've said all along he needs to play the outfield, because every time a ground ball is hit his way, he scares me.
Yeah.
But he's still somebody that you pay attention to every time he comes to bat.
Yeah, you don't miss it in a bat. I mean,
that charisma.
He does, yeah. Absolutely does. Well, we got 30-some games left. We're going to give you a call in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, are we going to be in the playoffs yet, or are we going to be, what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that they're going to be in it right down to the last week. I really think that there's, the Mets are struggling. I don't see that they're any better than the Reds, and I really think the Reds are going to hang in there. They've got the toughest schedule of any team, but you know, they have shown that they can beat the good teams. They struggle with the mediocre teams, other than Milwaukee.
Right.
They can't beat except the one game that finally beat them. But yeah, I think they're going to hang in there.
What's the pitching?
If you call me in two weeks, we're going to be talking about the playoffs.
That's what I like to hear, my friend. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time. You are awesome, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Anytime, you know that.
I know. Love you, brother. Talk to you later.
Take care, buddy.
See you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Hal McCoy, Hall of Famer of the Cincinnati Reds beat writer. He's unbelievable,
he's
isn't
awesome.
He?
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And he loves us.
Yeah, I know.
He loves you guys.
I was down there for me and Bill and H.R. and Jack went down. And me and House texting back and forth. And I told them guys, I said, hey, Hal McCoy. And they're like, what? I said, show them my phone. I said, I'll see if I can get up in the box. Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk about the rest of the fall sports going on in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Radio presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Hull Brothers Case IH, serving the region for over 125 years. Hull Brothers offers new and used farm equipment, including Case IH and Kubota tractors, along with parts and service. They also carry mowers and outdoor power equipment from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. More information is available at hullbrothers.com or by calling 419-375-2827. We thank Hull Brothers Case IH for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. Support for 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Cooper Farms, with locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties. Founded in 1938 by Virgil and Virginia Cooper, Cooper Farms remains family-owned and operated. Cooper Farms produces a variety of fully cooked and ready-to-cook turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid egg products distributed throughout North America. Cooper Farms also participates in local community initiatives across Northwest Ohio. More information about the company and employment opportunities is available at cooperfarms.com. We thank Cooper Farms for supporting local radio, WFRC 107.3, The Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
There's a big weekend coming up. It's the annual Labor Day weekend at Wendelene Sports Club. The softball tournament is all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and finishes up on Monday. And new this year, there will be a horseshoe tournament on Thursday night, with the throwing starting at 6:45, sign in by 6:30. And on Friday night, they'll have lawnmower pulls starting at 7. Sign in starts at 6. The lunch stand will be open, and Rock and Russ will be playing the tunes from 8 to midnight. Saturday night will feature Mishap playing from 8 to midnight. On Sunday, there's a kiddie tractor pull at 6, and their world-famous barbecue chicken dinners from 4 to 6. Then on Sunday night, it'll be Driving Force playing from 8 to midnight. On Monday, the softball tournament wraps up, and at 5 o'clock, they'll draw the 50-50 drawing, and they'll also draw the winners of their gun raffle. Lots of food, fun, beverages, and good friends all weekend long, Thursday through Monday, at the Wendelene Sports Club's annual Labor Day weekend party.
Sports talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing, bub?
Good. Absolutely good.
We got to work on our getting our phone lines getting them.
We did it exactly the way we had done it, and then all of a sudden it didn't work. I'm not sure exactly what happened there.
Well, we'll figure it out. We got through it.
Yep. Right or through.
Yep. That's exactly right. So, I am 60. I'm an old man.
Yep.
Been playing golf since high school.
Yep. Me too.
Pretty good.
Not too bad.
I'm pretty good.
Yep.
You know, you're a pretty good golfer.
Decent.
How many times you shot 34?
I can't remember too many.
I've shot 34 four times.
And that's after how many holes?
Six.
Not bad. Not bad.
Too bad.
And Reese LaFever and Caleb Smith both have shot 34s this year.
It's unbelievable.
That, no, people don't understand.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's, they have no idea how unbelievable good yeah, that is.
You can't make mistakes.
Yeah, and you have to have...
One mistake and you ain't shooting 34.
Yeah, and you have to make the putts and everything has to go right. And
definitely, you know, need some.
You can have a hole or two like that in a round, but to play a whole round like that...
It's nuts.
It's unbelievable. Plus,
I love it.
Plus, he shot 68, too.
Reese. Yeah, Reese did 68.
That's awesome.
That is unbelievable. But the Den. I mean, you played the Den, what, about a month ago?
Yep.
What'd you shoot?
80.
And what'd I have? 87?
80-something.
He beat me by 19 shots. God, I hate these young kids.
I
hate them.
Hole.
I hate the young kids.
It's five bucks a shot.
That's a big old hunter speeder out of the door. Yeah, that's right. No, that's amazing how good those kids are. And the girls' program is off to a great
playing
start
good.
As well.
Yeah, have fun.
The little Kanapke girl, she's breaking 50 every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did we see him? I see him in Dairy Queen the other day.
Not anymore because Dairy Queen closed.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, no, his mom was already had health problems. His dad had a stroke, and they're taking care of both of them.
Ooh. So they bring him up there and put him in the corner and let him play pinball. He got a pinball machine in there.
Yeah. They just pull down the ice cream machine.
Huh?
Yeah.
You can't close the Dairy Queen.
Well, when I talked to him, he said, I think I'm going to shut her down. They had one of their ice cream machines went out, and it was going to be,
he said
last time it was
I'm in a rage.
Before they got the part.
I'm in a rage. And,
something better than a good milkshake.
Yeah. And hot fudge milkshake thick.
And they're
about 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, prices are great, but
yeah.
He can't do it. He can't.
We're out.
They were just
We're done.
There wasn't enough hours in the day for them to do the things they had to do, and then take care of that. And it's just it's tough, but you know. And with all the kids going back to school,
you ain't doing nothing. You still working for Calps?
Well, yeah, but I'm also trying to line up sponsors for Chuck. That's taken me lots and lots and lots of time. Getting
you
things going for
work.
WFRC.
Hey.
I maybe.
You could run Dairy Queen.
I did it for 8 years,
Spencer's
and that's
drive
enough.
In too.
That's He's enough.
Back. Hey.
That's enough.
If me and P work one night a week.
There you go.
So we'd be closed down.
Spencey.
We need all the profit.
Step up for the Fort Recovery kids. You are the greatest Fort Recovery ambassador in the world. You are. You
in
are
in the world.
In the world. You are
ever.
You are today's Charlie Hine. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, that's good. Good.
And Fort Recovery needs.
Well, we're our studios where he used to live.
There you are.
Thank you very much.
We're in.
He lived here.
And you could open. You could say, "Hey, Jeff." Is that the guy who runs the Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah.
He's, hey, I've got experience.
I'll run her for you.
And if you need donuts.
Yeah, I can make donuts.
They got deep fryers.
They don't need donuts.
Oh, yeah, you got to have donuts.
You imagine a hot fudge shake and a cinnamon donut.
Oh, jeez. You were way too easily impressed.
Oh, my. Neil, you make great donuts. You got to admit it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but who wants a donut at 7 o'clock at night?
Everybody. Well, you get coffee. People drink coffee 24/7 now.
Okay, so.
Iced coffee and a cinnamon
donut. Coffee and a donut. Okay. Ooh, can't beat it.
You in?
I'm in.
So is that why Grounded...
You have that guy's number?
Grounded Cafe. Yeah, of course I have Jeff's number. He's been one of our sponsors since they...
Oh, yeah, he's got the neat commercial, the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Ice cream truck.
With a truck.
Yep.
Hey, think about it.
No, thanks. I have more than I can do. I am now 12 hours into the day.
Ooh. That's 11 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock this morning. I went home for an hour, so I got here at 8:30 and went home for an hour to eat lunch. And I have a lot of people to talk to. Well, no, but I don't have time
You're
for
like
anything
Trump.
Else. Really?
He's nonstop.
Wide open.
I'm definitely stop.
No, you're go.
It's dark.
You are Donald Trump.
This the sports season starting.
My phone's blown up.
It's going to kill me because
everybody's want a donut.
I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, and that ain't going to happen for 9 more months now. So, oh well, we'll be okay. But I am not going to be running the Fort Recovery Dairy. Sorry, folks.
Can't get a 50-50 ticket, Bobby.
They're out.
Yep. Well,
the website is down. The website broke.
Oh.
It's broke.
Wow.
Yeah. The last 4 hours. It went down.
I've been trying to get in.
It's been going crazy. Hours. Everybody's going nuts.
Well, they might leave it open a little longer.
Let's read this. This is from the WOW.
Yep. WOW people.
All right. So here it is. This is from pre-event 50-50 update. We want to make our fans aware that a critical error in the Phantom site, that's the platform that runs our pre-event 50-50, has caused our online ticket sale page to crash. Their developers are actively working to resolve the issue, but at this time, it does not appear that the site will be back up tonight. We will keep you updated here on social media through email and as soon as more information is available. Once the issue is fixed, we're exploring the option of opening the sales up for a period of time on Thursday to ensure everybody gets a fair chance to participate.
Yep.
Thank you for your patience and understanding. We'll share these updates as soon as we have them.
As soon as we can get them.
So there you go, folks. If you're trying to get him, he's been trying. I've been working hard.
No luck.
You know.
So. He's got $1,000 burning a hole in his pocket.
And now. $10 million.
Cold cash.
I think he can get 10 million chances for $1,000.
Yeah, I think he can win. That'd be neat to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little start.
It's over $100 to win now.
Yeah, right at, yeah.
They were over 350 total, so that's 175.
It's 381 when it went down.
So
190,000. No, I don't want that.
So last year was incredible at 141.
Yeah,
and we're everybody knew it was going to be more than that this year.
The line of people parking campers in my golf cart is awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah,
wide open.
Now they had 10,000 people. They sold all but 30 spots last year. Now they have 15,000 people sold out the camping.
Camping sold.
387 spots.
There's going to be people all over.
It is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and if you didn't get to witness the line of campers, so they started lining them up on Railroad Street. There were Mercer County Electric is. Yep. They were all the way down.
Wrapped around the equity.
all the way down there. Don't know if they were had a line on Wabash Road, but they were lined up on Wabash Road onto Wayne Street all the way up to the four-way stop sign at the Lutheran Church. And then south, technically it was South 49, but it's east. They had five campers there. Now, as soon as 6 o'clock hit and they opened it up, those all flowed out pretty quickly. But but there were, I don't know how many.
You got camper?
Camper? No, no.
You got camper?
Tent. Yeah, I got tent.
Oh, yeah.
You got one?
No.
Get one.
And do what with it?
This weekend, us for Thrill Camp.
There's no spots, Bob.
We'll find it. If we tell them if we're here, let's go live on the air at the camping.
Okay.
There you go.
Chuck, we get Chuck put off the air. The fastest any fastest station has been shut off.
You've been out?
We're at the campsite of the WOW.
Chuck's going to be busy this weekend.
What's he doing? Sleeping?
Grandma passed away.
Jeez. Mrs. Parker. God love her.
Awesome she passed lady. Away. Awesome viewing is Friday 4 to 7. And the funeral is Saturday morning. So
they're good. That's good people. I forgot about Grandma.
Really good people. Really good people.
Good sorry people. About that, Chuck.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So
take back everything I said about you.
Great guy.
He is. Anything else you got?
I got nothing.
Well, yeah.
Chuck. Wes is great.
Wes is going to
I love Brittany Camp.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love him.
Oh, yeah.
But this if you're going to get rid of Brent, I mean, then.
Yeah.
We got a great replacement.
Got nothing for you.
Until we lose five straight and and everybody's going to kill
us. Starts going crazy. Yeah.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Yeah, Fort Recovery's pretty good fans.
Wes, he has built so much excitement.
Yep.
And anticipation. And
hey, you was at the volleyball game last night. Indians opened up first game, got beat by St. Mary's, but battled.
Yeah. It was 25, 22 or 3 the first one, and about the same the next one. We won the third one, although we were up 19-11 and ended up winning 25-23. They came back with about 6 points in a row.
How was the crowd?
Decent.
Good. Decent girl.
Yeah, and then we lost the last one, 25-20. We battled pretty good. We had to, except for that third set, we came from behind in every one of them, and it was just tough.
We're
had,
10 years away from your granddaughters playing against Fort Recovery up here.
We had,
Mary's, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. We had,
think of mine. They'll be volleyball players.
Yeah, yeah, I would think
they had. We had three juniors.
Oh, they'll be the liberos.
Yeah.
We had three juniors starting, and there were four freshmen that rotated, and unless there was another player that came in here or there, those seven players played the entire game.
So three juniors and four freshmen.
Four freshmen. The okay. four freshmen rotated. I don't believe the juniors came out of the game yeah. at all. They were, and we looked good, but, you know, there was things that you could tell they were freshmen playing in their first varsity mm-hmm. match.
Yep.
So somewhere along the line, that switch is gonna get fast. Flipped, and they're gonna be those freshmen. You know, they're playing ahead of four yep. players that played a lot last year.
Yep.
So they're good.
Yep.
If they're playing now, you know, they're better than several girls that played last year. We're gonna.
When do
be
they
good.
Play again tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at. National Trail.
Is that a game on Fort Recovery Radio?
Yes, it'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Probably,
who does volleyball?
Me. Okay. I couldn't find anybody else, but if you want to come on down and help me out.
I don't know nothing about volleyball.
Home games. No, I don't either. But
home games, I'll come up.
There you go. Fee knows volleyball.
No.
Can you talk fast enough? Can you fast enough?
Yeah. Ron Brunswick, Pudge, Hall of Fame.
Hey, Hall of Fame, man.
That's great.
He deserves that. Yeah, he is really good.
Damn good.
Yeah, he is.
And
great.
He, if you ever listen to him announce a volleyball game, he says the name of every single player that touches the ball.
I don't even know our kids.
That's not possible.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's not possible to name yeah. every kid that touches
be doing
the ball.
Some studying.
Especially because he's seven. Sal's Budge, 65.
He's older than that. Yeah, I'm 75. He's not that old, but he's
probably pushing 70.
Probably yeah. very close to 70. Yeah.
Hey, we want to thank Wes Winning.
And one of the great
up.
People of all time. Yeah, and absolutely. Your comment about Sue is exactly
oh, yeah.
right.
God,
she is the all star.
She
is something else.
He does all. She does all the stats. Got all yep. that stuff.
Takes
for
care
him.
Of everything great. Behind the scenes.
Yep.
He and he, they're the perfect combination. Yep. They are awesome people.
Kind of like me and Jody.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the perfect combination.
Perfect combination.
Yeah, of something.
She's the meanest woman I ever met.
Huh.
She very mean.
Mean.
Well.
Mean, fighting mean.
I'm going to guess she probably wasn't like that when you met her, so maybe you deserve it.
Turned her.
Might be it.
Might be,
yeah, be it. He turned her into thank Wes Winning for coming up tonight. I know he's busier than I'll get out.
Oh, yeah.
Hal McCoy for taking the time out to talk to us morons.
Talk to him a couple weeks.
Yeah, talk to him. He said, call him a couple weeks, boys.
Couple
we'll
weeks.
Talk. We're in it.
We're going to be in it.
He says, we're in it for the long haul.
I like it.
Yep.
I love it.
I love it, too.
If they do lose every game between now and then, we probably won't call him. Just let him take
it. We'll call him
Lenny Vent. Oh, God. Yep, that'd be okay, too. That'd be definitely right.
He'd be in a race.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
The owner, operator. Are you owner, operator, or what are you anymore?
Fort Recovery Radio, I have nothing to do with the WFRC except I'm helping him.
The Tribe.
Sponsors. The Tribe.
107.3.
107.3.
Yes.
He doesn't like when I say
he
that.
He don't like that.
He don't like it.
No, I say O isn't a number, so it can't be 107.
107.
So he's going to come charge it through all these times.
But anyway, yeah, it's we may or may not
the
have
tribe.
It on the Tribe tomorrow night, but Chuck says we will have it on Friday, but that is also the viewing.
When you're so at home, like I'm at home, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
like in my bedroom at night.
Chuck has done such a professional job.
He's an
it.
Idiot.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
No.
So, can't go with it?
What he has done with that is
now,
incredible.
Now, he could technically fire us. When I say Chuck's an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could say,
he could.
Come up, pull my guy out and say, see you, big boy.
He can't fire you from Fort Recovery Radio, but he can fire you from the WFRC, the Tribe. You ain't on anymore.
I
buddy.
Love it.
Love it.
We'll see you guys on next Wednesday, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.